If you have ever had an overnight stay in hospital, you may have had a swab taken from your nose or armpit beforehand to check if you are carrying MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. This is an antibiotic-resistant strain of the Staph aureus bacterium that commonly lives on the skin and in the front part of the nose. In these places, it is usually harmless, but if it gets into an open wound, it can cause a serious and even lethal infection. However, in a recent study, a team of researchers in Cambridge were surprised to find an isolate of MRSA, that is, a particular isolated strain of the bacteria, which could be combated using a combination of two widely available drugs. At first, they thought this might just be a fluke, but after a bit of investigating, they found that actually quite a large number of MRSA isolates had this hidden weakness. And now, in a new study published this week, scientists have identified exactly which genes make the bacteria susceptible by sequencing the genome of the bacteria. This new method that they have demonstrated could be used more widely in future to find hidden weaknesses in other nasty superbugs. I'm Heather Jameson, and I spoke to Dr. Ewan Harrison from the Wellcome Sanger Institute to find out more.
We've screened large numbers of other clinical MRSA isolates to see whether they had the same susceptibility to this drug combination, and we identified that actually quite a large proportion of them did. Luckily, these isolates that we tested were also whole genome sequenced, so we'd worked out the DNA sequence of these isolates. And using the genome sequences, we were able to identify mutations that made the MRSA susceptible.
So how exactly did you do this?
Once we screened the isolates for the drug combination, we then investigated locations in the genome that we suspected to be potentially involved in mediating the susceptibility. And in particular, we focused on the protein that MRSA gains to make it resistant to the penicillin family of antibiotics.
And what did you find out? What was the mechanism that you found?
We found that there were a number of mutations around this gene that mediates resistance to the penicillin family in MRSA. We found one mutation that lowered the level of this protein that MRSA produces to make it resistant. And we found another one that was actually in the protein sequence itself that changed the ability of penicillin to bind to this protein and stop it working.
So what's the significance of this? Why does it help that we now understand the mechanism?
In this case, it's particularly important because we can now look for it. We understand how the susceptibility is caused. And we can, for instance, we can look in other genome sequenced isolates to identify the prevalence of this susceptibility.
So if you've discovered that widely available antibiotics could have an effect on certain strains of MRSA, why aren't we using those antibiotics now?
We weren't using them now because we didn't know the susceptibility was there. It was hidden. And our work has identified that it's present and that it seems to be quite widespread. I think that the kind of approach that we've taken, that is using large-scale surveillance and whole genome sequencing, means that we can identify these hidden susceptibilities if they're there. And this is something that we might use for instance, for other kinds of bacteria that are extremely drug resistant. We might be able to find ways that we can identify new treatment options without having to generate new drugs, which we still need to do. But this is a way that we can find new treatment options. We may find that in some cases that the bacteria have become resistant to one antibiotic and that actually makes them susceptible to another.
That was me, Heather Jameson, speaking to Ewan Harrison from the Wellcome Sanger Institute. And that work was published in Nature Microbiology.